This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on Veterans Day 2024. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and we've got 3 big hours of it. So, I've got a starter question since the straggler was identified at the end of last week's show with no winners, I'll have you know. So, a new question, as well as, 11 bumper stumpers, and all of them have something in common. In fact, it is something that all of the artists did. So, that's a clue. All of the artists you will hear did this. Did what? All right, now, how about our question? A study was done, don't you know? And restaurant tips go up 18% when a waitress does this. But when a waiter does it, tips go down 3%. What are they doing? Yes, it's the waitstaff question. Yeah, the females do it, tips go up 18%. The males do it, tips go down 3%. Do what? All right, so if you don't know my trivia question, of course, you can't know my bumper stumpers yet because I haven't even played any. And by the way, they're all familiar artists, I promise you. Big, big artists. No, who's that on the list, all right? So, now, of course, the records we play won't be their big hits, of course, but the artists in and of themselves all had some mega hits. Okay, if you don't know them when you hear them and you don't want to take a gander at my question, well, then, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit, so we say. That's especially poignant for Don from Beloit, who wants Guadalcanal World War II plane trivia. And Don, firstly, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
Well, I'm here. Now, in the future, you can't quite be that you can do planes or you can do Guadalcanal, but when I start to do World War II Guadalcanal plane trivia, I have to work too hard. All right. So we can talk about aircraft. We can talk about Guadalcanal, but you combine the two and ask me to come up with a question. And oh my good God! But here we go. I've got one.
Hold on. What if the waitress states her name?
Nope.
Explains like her family situation or something.
Nope.
Like dresses up like bow tie or
nope.
Someone that a waitress, waiter that dresses up. No, that's not it.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I give up.
Okay. So we are going to talk about August 20th of 1942, Henderson Field, don't you know, when the USS Long Island showed up delivering 19 of these and 12 of those planes. So in other words, 19 of one plane, 12 of another plane. Right to Henderson Field. What are the planes?
Are one of them a Hellcat?
Nope.
I'm sorry, Wildcat? The Wildcat.
Which Wildcat?
Well, there was only one. The F. Or F,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, that's one of them. You're half right.
Okay. That was pretty easy, right?
Yeah, well, what's the other one, the 12?
I think it's got to be SPD. It's got to be the dive bombers, the SPDs, maybe.
SBDs it is, the Douglas Dauntless. All right, we have a winner.
Yeah.
All right, so hang on. What?
Can I get a question for, I've been really busy working and playing hockey, and I've been listening to the show, but like about 6 weeks ago, you played a song by Gilly. I'm sorry, to me it's just Gilly.
Mickey Gilly.
There you go. It was cute. It was really, at the time I thought it was a Roger Miller song, but maybe you could play some more Gilly.
Mickey Gilly. Yeah, there's a lot of big hits. Yeah. You know, Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin and all, tons of hits.
Yeah. And I also was going to ask you, to play some Charlie, like the early Charlie Hits record, like on Sun, was that Lonely Weekend song, maybe?
Yep.
Really? Okay. I mean, he was all over the place, and you did so much work with him.
Yeah, and a lot of nice Sun instrumentals, too.
Then he played that. He switched to Smash. I saw and
much
I
later.
Heard that Mohair Sam.
Yeah, that's my all time favorite Charlie Rich. But that was much.
That's great.
Much
later. Yeah, maybe you can play that later in the week. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Now, hang on. We'll confirm that address.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye bye.
Right.
Okay. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. We'll put Don on hold. Try not to lose him. Oh, good. I've succeeded, and I'm not sure why. But John came in and said, Lisa next. Well, why not? So, Lisa, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, besides my movie quotes, and I wanted to mention that you have asked this trivia question before.
I have.
Yes, because I remember guessing on it. And I didn't get it, but I remember the answer.
You do?
So I just wanted to make that.
Oh, that's great.
Know.
That's I didn't realize I ever asked it before, but now I guess we have to find out if anybody else remembers.
Okay, I just wanted to, in case you wanted to do a different question.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll leave it for now since I threw it out. It'll be a gimme for somebody else with a good memory. But
okay.
That's all right. You want movie quotes, and I've got one.
Yes, and then I have a couple of songs for the list.
Oh, but of course you do. I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, okay.
So here we have it. It's from 1933. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you'll know. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the Beast.
Oh, that's King Kong.
Yes, it is. All right. So
thank
now,
you.
World's and worst hit records.
Yes, I'd like to add one. I'd like to add, if it's not already been mentioned, Hotel California.
Very good. Now, remember, if it's been mentioned, even more important, because it's a cumulative title. Total.
Right,
so
right,
Hotel
right.
California. All right. What else you got?
Right. And then I want a second... I think her name was Linda.
Ambrose?
No. No, Linda was the caller that mentioned.
Okay, Linda from Richardson Park.
It's that Halloween song. Oh, I can't stand it.
Halloween song, Monster Mash?
No. The one that you kind of like. The guy that you like. Why am I drawing a blank?
Dinner with Drac? No, that can't be right.
No.
A Halloween song.
I put a spell on you.
Oh, Screaming Jay Hawkins. Yeah.
Yes. I would love to second that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I figure anyone who cannot sing a song sober has to be to be in some place.
You got to give him some props.
That's right. And also,
When
he'd go crazy when promoters would show up with a casket instead of a coffin on stage, that was worth everything.
Is there really a difference? I guess.
Oh my God! Yes. No. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caskets are sort of they're wooden and they're sort of shaped in a semi triangle-ish kind of thing where. Coffins are usually brass and big deals. They're not the same at all.
Oh, that's what he wanted. He wanted a
casket. Had to be a casket. I mean, a coffin. He had to be a coffin, like on Halloween, a coffin.
Not like in the old Western movies where it was just like this little wooden box.
Yeah, right. Well, similar to that, in a wooden box of sorts. But yeah, when they'd show up with caskets instead of coffins, you're like, no, I'm not climbing in that.
I don't blame him.
I don't either. All right,
all
good
right.
deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, honey,
all right,
thank you.
So absolutely, Lisa wins. So I've asked this question before. Now we're going to see how well you do. Right. I guess I'm running out of questions. It's and, I should have had some type of a database, but Man, that would involve work. All right, that's just not going to be happening. We're going to do charts with Brian and Joliet. I believe it will be May 1st, 1971. We're going to get some requests from Jack. Barry wants his Beatles, but of course. Naoto. Oh, I think he may take some guesses. And then other than that, we'll do some Myers-Briggs. And there's two lines available for you. Count them, two. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
She said, "Now, baby, let's all go down to Joe, and we'll dance, dance, dance till the moonlight shows."
Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Well, that's a gift. Who are they? A little early for you to know what they did that every artist did on the list, but maybe not too early for you to take a guess. All right, so we're going to go to Naoto in Japan. So do you have a guess on our question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like make write a smiley on something.
Absolutely right. Do you remember that because I asked the question before, or do you just know?
I'm not quite sure. I feel like I might hear this question before,
okay.
But I'm not quite sure.
Well, you're right,
yeah.
And Dawn in Buffalo Grove was also right, so we'll give it to her, too. And, all right, well, I will save your Myers-Briggs question for next week, then. All right,
yeah,
thanks.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, good. Thanks. Yeah. Hang on. Don't go away. All right, so, yes, 888-876-5593. And, yes, Dawn in Buffalo Grove, you knew it, too, so you win, too. Yeah, all right. So, good deal, Dawn. Hang on. Don't go away. And, of course, the prizes are worthless, and it takes forever to get them. You get a nice certificate, suitable for insulation, probably, and something else you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something like that. All right, so, yes, I guess I have asked that question before, and, gee, I liked that question so well. All right, well, let's get rid of that. All right, let's try this. In 1980, only one NFL player could claim this. Today, over 400 NFL players can. In fact, it's 25% of the league, for God's sakes. What is it they can claim? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And Barry is in New Hampshire. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Barry.
Hey, Raleigh. I'm the one that answered that question that before. I was just going to tell you that you already asked that question.
Okay, good,
yes.
Good. When did I ask it? How long ago was it?
About a year ago, maybe.
Oh, man, I should have removed it from the list. Oh, well. And a fine question it was the first time. Okay.
It was.
So, yep. Here we go. We're going to do Beatles lyrics.
Okay.
I know you never even try, girl.
Please please me?
Absolutely right. We have a winner. Don't go away. All right.
Okay, I have some... songs for the list.
Oh, but of course. Go right ahead.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Oh, yes. Maria Muldaur. Okay.
Yeah. Hush with No Name.
Ah, yes. America.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiny Tim. Okay.
Which way you going, Billy?
Oh, the puppy family. Oh, how were they? Yes.
Yep.
You know what's funny? My pen just ran out of ink on the Poppy family. I'll get another one here. All right. So you got more?
That's it for now.
All good choices. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Now, as you know, the election is over. You know, the big one that has some meaning. But our voting continues. And it continues. I say the election's over, but I think some things still haven't been counted. But never mind. Let's not bother to be exact about any of this. The bottom line is that the voting is over. We'll say that. Well, the voting is not over for the world's worst hit records. That continues until the day before Halloween. We do this annually. It's a cumulative total, so if you hate something you've already heard mentioned, for God's sakes, call in and second it. If you have something you don't think has been mentioned, add it. The only criteria is that they be hits. Any genre, any decade, national hits. And so far, everything tonight, I'm sorry to say, was. All right, so let's see. What are we going to do here? I believe that Jack in St. Charles has some requests for us. So, okay, Jack, what is it you want to hear?
How about Bee Bumble and the Stingers, Bumble Boogie?
Okay, you got it. What else?
And Laverne Baker's Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah, I like her version of that. You betcha. All right, you got it. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Probably tomorrow night. Yeah, a wonderful version of Bumblebee. All right, so Jack always adds so much lovely things to the mix. Jeffrey and Alsop have some requests as well. I think we can get them in before the news, then right after the news, Brian in Joliet has charts. But Jeffrey, what is it you want to hear this week? Jeffrey, speak to me, Jeffrey. Oh, Jeffrey. Oh, going once, going twice. Goodbye, Jeffrey. All right, so now, like I say, hello, Brian, right after the news, which is coming up next on WGN Radio.
In the summer, the bells ring. Fish bite, the birds sing, the season is just right for love. In the autumn, the leaves fall, the wind blow and my heart calls. The season is so right for love. And in the spring there's a moon above. Young people sing their songs of love.
WGN Radio, I'm Rolly James. Yeah, favorite of mine. But 1967 on Columbia. Who is it? What is even in common with the first thing we played? All right, so there you go on that. Now, we had a question. Yeah, after our first one bombed, because I asked it previously. In 1980, only one NFL player could claim this. Today, 25% of the league can. Over 400 players can claim this distinction. What distinction? 888-876-5593. All right, now, Brian and Joliet, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Rolly, hope you're doing well.
Can't complain.
May I make a request, please, first?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Could I hear, would you please play Marvin Gaye's End of the Road?
Okay. All right. For you, I will do it.
Thank you.
All right. So we're revisiting May 1st, 1971?
Yes.
Number one, Joy to the World.
Three Dog Night.
Yeah. Number two, Put Your Hand in the Hand.
Ocean.
Number three, Never Can Say Goodbye.
Jackson 5.
Number 4, What's Going On?
Marvin Gaye.
Number five, I Am, I Said.
Neil Diamond.
I'm sure, yes, unfortunately. Number six, If.
Bread?
Yes, absolutely right. Bread it is, David Gates. Number seven, Stay a While. Guess we have to get it out so you can hear it.
Stay a While.
Yeah. Never been a favorite, but you might know it, I hope. Let's see. All right. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Here we go from 1971. Here they are in their glory and lack of splendor.
What did you say?
In their glory and lack of splendor.
I don't know.
It's the Bells.
The Bells.
The Bells.
Vaguely. Remember it, that little. Yes, I remember vaguely.
it would prompt you to change the station. I understand that. Okay, number eight, Another Day.
Well, that's Paul McCartney.
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Number nine, Just My Imagination, Running Away with Me.
Oh, The Temptations.
And number 10, Chick-a-Boom.
I don't know.
Oh, Chick-a-Boom, Chick-a-Boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-Boom, boom, boom. You don't know this? Oh, you must.
Well, I remember the song. I don't have no clue as to who did it.
Oh, yes. Well, that was the Dedicated to Nothing, Daddy Dewdrop.
Last night I had a crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good.
Yeah, Dick Monda. Daddy Dewdrop. There you have it. Okay, well, it's still 80%. It's a winner to me.
Well, great. And could I have another one for the... Could I vote for more turkeys?
Oh, absolutely. As many as you can come up with.
Well, how about... there was a song called Paper Tiger.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Wasn't that awful?
It was... best I remember, it was like somebody just playing like a couple notes on a piano through the whole thing.
Yeah, 1965, and Sue Thompson did it. You know, the same woman who did James Hold the Ladder Steady and Norman? You sure we're talking about the same record? I mean, but that was Paper Tiger, and that was Sue Thompson, but let me let you hear it. Oh, wait a minute. We still have Daddy Dewdrop in the background. That'll never work here.
Quit beating your chest and acting like you're gonna bite a big hole out of me. And testing, cause this ain't at all impressing to me. Paper Tiger. Paper Tiger.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. The beat is just that one thing, and that's, yeah. I mean, she had more soul than you could control.
Yeah. Yeah. John D. Loudermilk wrote that, along with many others that she did and other people as well, on Hickory. Yes. So Paper Tiger is now on the list.
Well, thank you so much, Raleigh.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think that to a great extent that Sue Thompson was really a product of John D. Loudermilk's writing. And not everything, but so many. And my favorite, of course, was James, Hold the Ladder Steady. All right, so we'll put Brian on. I think actually John got Brian. I hope so anyway. We're going to put him on hold in case he didn't, because we'll confirm that address. And Stacy has a bumper request. So Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio. What's up tonight? Whoa.
Did you just play Nat King Cole?
I did not. I absolutely did not. Not even close.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he would have liked to be compared to Nat King Cole, but wrong era, wrong artist.
Can I get another question?
Yeah, sure. What do you want?
I guess I'll stick with That Girl.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll play some commercials and get back to you with the That Girl question. Don't go away. All right. So Stacy's going to answer That Girl question, and we're going to play another bumper sticker stumper, the third one this hour. And again, all the artists did something. Yeah, the same thing. You can tell me what it was. That's the That's the theme. All right, 888-876-5593. 1980, only one NFL player could claim this. Today, 25% of the league, over 400 players claim it. Claim what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Here comes Mr. Loneliness to stay by my side. I know I won't forget you, no, 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 but Lord knows I've got to try. I feel the water falling, falling from my eyes. I don't want to cry anymore, my dear, but I can't hold my these tears. I hear the people whispering, yes I do, they're saying I'm such a fool, yeah, to sit down here and let you worry me. You were never true, but that's alright, baby. No, no, they don't know how I feel, no, no. And loving you the way I do, Lord, I can't hold back these tears.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia. We have a question in play. In 1980, only one NFL player could claim this. Today, 25% of the league can. Over 400 players can claim it. Claim what? All right, we got bumper stumpers. This last one, 1965. Who is it? That's pretty easy. And all of the artists we're playing tonight have done this same thing. Done what? All right, so obviously they've probably done all sorts of things, but I'm looking for one in particular that they all have done. It's a notable distinction, and I don't think that there's any doubt. All right, so... famous. 888-876-5593. Stacy is an Algonquin. She loves that girl. So what we're going to talk about, you know, good old Don Hollinger, and you know he was a writer. Well, in episode 34, Black, White, and Red All Over, his novel receives, his first novel, by the way, received its 12th rejection. What was the name of the novel?
Oh, gosh. I know you asked this one before, too, but let me...
Good, then you should remember it.
This, I didn't pay attention to this episode.
Episode 34.
I couldn't... Can you give a multiple choice on this?
No. I mean, I guess I could, but I'd have to make them all up. And I certainly don't have time to do that. There wasn't... Well, let's see. Wait a minute. Maybe I can come up with... Let's see. Maybe I can. It's going to be a little creative. Okay. Here we are. Beat of the City. City of Strangers. The Big City. City of Fear.
Let's see. Well, I'm just going to say City of Fear.
It's City of Strangers.
City of... That's all right. That's yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
I didn't pay attention to that one.
Well, we'll try again next week. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. So I just, you know, I don't mark them down anyway. So, yeah, I'm probably asking them again and again and again because, hell, I don't remember. But if it happened in 1961, I remember it like it's yesterday. If it happened yesterday, forget about it. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh on Monday Night Trivia. John in Beloit. Oh, Jeff in Beloit. I'm sorry. Jeff in Beloit wants World War II spies. Well, I wasn't prepared for this, but I'm sure I can do this. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going pretty good, Raleigh. Thank you.
Oh, sure. So let's see what we can do about spies. And the most important thing of these quiz, of course, is that they have the answers there, or I couldn't possibly know. All right. So let's see. Oh, that's interesting. What did British intelligence agents discover was the most effective method to turn captured German spies into double agents?
I'm not sure that I know that, but I think it's probably money, but I'm trying to think of a better.
Okay, it's not money, so let's move away from that.
Probably citizenship?
No, no. You're going for carrots. It wasn't carrots.
Huh.
And it worked almost every time.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and I mean, there were always the persuasive arguments and stuff like that, or the sleep deprivation or whatever. But, oh, no, this was the most effective.
Yeah, I don't think it was torture, but...
Well, torture's always involved in all of it, so that would be across the board.
Well, you're going to have to tell me the answer on this one, Raul. You got me again.
Well, those lily-livered Germans threatening to kill them worked every time.
Oh. Yeah, that's a pretty persuasive argument, I guess.
Right, right. I think, though, not every citizenry would fall for it. But the Germans, apparently, most effective method worked all the time. And they did.
I was kind of looking for a question that come up with a name of an individual, but you know that's okay. Maybe next time we'll.
Okay, well I'll start looking for names of some sorts.
Yeah, they're tough. It's tough to come across the name on that, but I know quite a few. So.
Oh, well, very nice. The company you keep. All right, good deal. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good night.
All right, you too. So, yes, indeed. All right. They didn't actually have to use torture with that. They just threatened to kill him, and they just rolled over. I'm sure that says something, but and there's probably somebody's thesis written all about it, but that was the one. Yeah, worked a lot faster than persuasive argument, but, yeah, without torture, no less. All right, so we have Mike, a first-time caller in Schaumburg. Welcome to WGN Radio. How are you, Mike?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Thank you. Well, I wanted to answer the trivia question about the football.
Yes.
I believe the answer is free agency.
That is not the answer, but it's a great one. I like it.
I really thought I had it.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
All right. Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so let's see. Don and Beloit is going to take a guess on this here. And so what do you think, Don?
Raleigh. Yeah, I cracked up when I heard your question because there's a Wisconsin connection to it because of these big, famous local people, I guess. But it's nowadays – you know, players are bigger and heavier. So I think it's guys over 300 pounds in the NFL.
That is true.
Yeah,
yes.
I got to give a shout out to a couple of Wisconsinites. But the Packers, of course, drafted Mandrich, this guy in 1989, who was the first heavyweight, and he was a total bust in the first round. And then he was 6'6". I'm 6'6". I'd like to say 5'18", but he weighed 330. And this Aaron Gibson, very, very famous local Wisconsin lineman for the Badgers, mm-hmm. he was 370 pounds at 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
And went on to become a famous 400-pound NFL player.
Actually, yes.
And
the first one, though, goes back to the early 60s.
Yeah, they're just bigger now. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I'm 6'6" and weigh about 170 or 175, maybe.
All right. So you are lean and mean, but Roger Brown in the early 60s of the Detroit Lions was the first 300-pound player.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But it's a great – when you do NFL questions, I always put my little radar up, I guess.
Well, you're absolutely right, so hang on, don't go away. All right, so that's it, over 300 pounds. All right, gee, and I had hopes for that question. And apparently there was an interview with Roger Brown, oh gosh, about 10 years ago, talking about there was life after football at 300 pounds. So apparently he was successful doing something else, but I don't know what. All right, and at the time, like I say, early 60s, heaviest of all time, they say. All right, so 888-876-5593. We will get to James on the South Side who wants a World War II question. I got to come up with another question. So, all right, I will. I'm looking at a couple of these that seem pretty easy for you, but we'll see. All that and more coming up next hour right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Riley James, and yes, they had a big, big hit. This wasn't it. So they did chart, and it was interesting that it did, because at the same time that it did, in 1970, there was a British group that charted with it and did it equally abysmally, but maybe you remember Pickety Witch, or not. Was top five in Great Britain. Yeah, Polly Brown was the lead singer of Pickety Witch. And John didn't like it at all. Well, I understand that. He probably wouldn't like the big hit by the first group either. But this particular song came out in 1970 on World Pacific by them. So who are they? All right, that's clear as mud, I know, but you'll figure it out. All right, and all of the artists have done something, the same thing. All of them did this. They're known for doing this. Doing what? All right, that's probably clear as mud also. Let's just move over to lyrics quickly. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I got some ideas for votes just hearing some of what some people were guessing and played, and some of what you played tonight. But anyway.
Excellent. Well, of course, Pickety Witch wouldn't count since it wasn't a hit. But what do you got for me on lyric? I've got lyrics for you, but what do you got for me on votes?
Okay, Hotel California.
Yes.
What was that one you played just earlier on somebody's, that Bells song?
Oh, the Bells, Stay a While? Stay a While?
Yeah. Oh, I'd forgotten about that until you played it.
Oh, I know. I know it. I'm so sorry for bringing it back up.
I was going to say, thanks for reminding me, really.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what they were thinking, but, you know, we're talking about a top 10 record here. And I know, when I hear them, I often say to myself, well, this is proof of payola. But, you know, failing that, I can't imagine.
I mean, that woman's voice.
I will say that I know why it was hit in Canada, because it was a Canadian group, so they're from Montreal. CanCon itself caused it to be on the charts in Canada, but why did they have to play it here?
I don't know. On that same line, Je t'aime.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. Good choice.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Yes, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
And Which Way You Going, Billy?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
It seems like songs with Billy in them don't...
Yeah, you could be on to something there.
I'll have to think about that for a while and check and see all the Billy songs.
That's what I'm trying to think of, other Billy songs. Oh, this is terrible. Now nothing's coming to mind.
I know. Me either.
Yeah, that's horrible, because there's got to be tons of them. I mean, My Girl Bill, but that's not Billy. let's see.
The Martian Hop.
Okay, Billy's not in that title, but yes, okay.
No, that's one of the titles.
Yes, good choice.
Oh, man, I got to think of more Billy songs. Now I'm forgetting what the other songs were, because I'm trying to think of more Billy songs.
Well, and you know what's terrible about that? I just tried to search, and all it did was give me artist name Billy, like Billy Ocean. Oh, God.
I remember there was a song but I don't think it was ever a hit. It was something about, oh, where have you gone, Billy Boy.
He's gone to
take a wife. He's a sad girl and cannot leave her mother or something.
Right,
like
exactly.
That.
Yes. So that
that was just sung to me when I was a little kid. I never remember hearing it on the radio.
It wasn't in the title, but Wedding Bell Blues did start out with Billy. No, it's our Bill, I guess. Bill, I love you so.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill. And William can be all right, because after all, there was William by D.D. Sharp. But
what is that song, Little Willie, Willie Won't Come?
Oh, God, the Sweet. Yes, made me walk away from Top 40 radio. I can't do it anymore.
I'll put that on my list, too.
Okay, the Sweet, yes. Yeah. I'll tell you, every 9-year-old called her, will you play? Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Little Willie? No. But
just no.
That's right, just no. Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, there's another bad Billy song.
Yeah.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
We mentioned Billy,
too.
Don't Be a Hero. You're John Kim. Yes. And then of course, there's plenty of Bills that can be all right, so we're going to stay away from that. But, oh, Def Leppard, Billy's Got a Gun.
Oh, that one I don't know.
It's To Your Credit. All right.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm not a big Def Leppard fan.
Yeah. But they were a nice group. They were good guys. Seriously, their drummer early on in their career was in a car accident and lost his arm. And they refused to drop.
Ooh.
Yeah, they refused to drop him as drummer. They had another guy come in to join him as needed, but they never walked away from him. And I always thought that took a lot of class.
That I respect that.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear Def Leppard, but I respect the hell out of him. All right.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, yes, now we have to get your lyrics question while we're at it.
Yes.
And 1966 lyrics.
Right.
Twisting with Lucy, doing the Watusi.
Oh.
Twisted in the alley with Long Tall Sally.
Oh, shoot.
Do that jerk. Watch me work.
Let me work. Yeah. Do that jerk.
I mean, if you give up, I'll give you the lyric that you will get it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Put your hand on your hip. Let your backbone slip.
All I'm thinking are dance names.
Well, why would that be?
Land of a Thousand Dances?
Thank you, the Wilson Pickett version, not the original Chris Kenner. Gotta know how to pony like Boney Maroney, mashed potato to the alligator.
I could put all the rhymes together.
Right, exactly. Well, because they don't say in it, you know, Land of a Thousand Dances.
No.
All they got is...
And I always used to think that was the Na-Na song.
Right, Na-Na-Na-Na-Na. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I need somebody to help me say it.
Because I called and requested it, and the DJ was nice enough to tell me, no, He said, that's Land of a Thousand Dances, you want. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And the Chris Kenner original was the best, but of course Wilson Pickett was the biggest hit. But yes. I need somebody to help me say it one more time. No, you don't. Nah, hey. You know? Yeah, all right. We have a winner.
Okay.
All right, good
all
deal.
Right.
Hang on, don't go away. All right, so absolutely, yes, Land of a Thousand Dances. Yeah, you know, I feel all right. Feel pretty good, y'all. Yeah, there's the only one. All right, so let's see what... I see we're going to do some charts with Mark and Aurora. James on the South Side wants World War II. All right, James, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I've been sitting here again, acting like a 9-year-old whose parents are away for the weekend, and I wonder why I'm nauseous. I don't know. It could be the 2 brownies, the 4 pieces of chocolate. Oh, I don't know. Could be the potato chips and a couple of Cokes. No, not any of that. So I've been having a fine time.
Well, yeah, okay, you kind of went on a little bit of a Wonka spree there.
Yeah, well, you know, I started the show and I wasn't feeling good. I had a headache and all that. So it started with, I just think I'll have a Mexican Coke. And then it went, well, I think I need a few chips to go with it, you know. And then from there, it just went downhill. Every form of junk food you've ever known, I consumed in the last hour. All right.
Well, okay, as they say, whatever gets you through the day.
I don't know. I hope it'll get me through the show. Yeah. All right, so we got a World War II question for you. On the day, on the day that Winston Churchill became prime minister, Britain invaded which country?
They invaded.
Surprised the hell out of me.
They invaded. Okay, I'm going to say, France?
Nope, they invaded Iceland. No. And Iceland, of course, was neutral, but they invaded Iceland to prevent the Germans from getting there.
That one kind of a little bit, because Churchill did a couple of interesting things. Like, for instance, because he wasn't certain that the U.S. was certain that they would stay in it, it had that little incident down there in North Africa, North African port, where he basically destroyed, the crown jewels of the French fleet down there.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it really wasn't his fault, and they were just supposed to just escort him to basically a neutral area back to Britain, basically.
Ah.
But what ended up happening was, here was the thing, the French admiral, because the British officer, one who was in charge, had a rank below him, he didn't recognize them, and he pretty much, it became a dispute. And so, because they couldn't get an answer, and time was kind of ticking away, they decided to fire.
Mm.
And the British had more firepower than the French had, and that led to some harsh feelings.
I guess that's one way to put it. Yep. All right. Well, very good. We will talk to you. What?
Oh, and I got a couple of requests that I'm going to put. Song. One is, this one's basically in the memory of Scotty, the Orioles, I hear Crying in the Chapel.
Oh, yes. All right. Crying in the Chapel it is. All right.
Okay. And the other one that I'm going to put on here is a Patsy Cline, I Love You So Much It Hurts.
Oh, yes, a classic. All right, good. So you heard the Charlie Walker version.
I'll take a guess at what the possible theme, just right quick.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say... These are basically takeoffs on other songs or remakes.
Nope, they are not.
Okay,
right.
The groups basically played in the same at the same where they were number one at some point?
Nope.
They were played on a certain program during that program's certain time spot?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's all I got.
All right, well, all good choices, just not right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
You take care.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And, yes, our question, of course, for the Bumper Stumpers, yes, it's something all of the artists did. They all did the same thing in this case. All of them had done this. What is it they did? They didn't do it at the same time, and it's not the same venue. So don't be thinking like I usually ask you about venues or tours or all that. It's not. It's not a tour. All right. It's something they all did at different times. All right. And 888-876-5593. So I think, I could be wrong here, but I think that I need to throw out another question. I believe that time has come, but I can't be sure. But I'll go for it anyway. What the heck? Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this, but we know for sure of only one U.S. president who ever did it. Yeah, lots of people all over the place have done it, but only one U.S. president, do we know for sure, did this. Did what? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Mark is in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Well, I just finished a Mexican Coke.
Oh, very
nice.
I have
to say, it was pretty good. It was, even on sale, they're $2 a piece at Jewel.
Yeah. Now, you have to get it, of course, just before it gets frozen, when there are a couple ice crystals in it.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Drink it right from the bottle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and I actually, I put mine in the freezer and waited for it to thaw.
Yeah, I absolutely do it in the freezer. I try not to get it totally frozen. I try to get it where it's just a little frozen.
No.
And then within a couple, you know, 10 minutes
it's
or
like
so.
A plushie.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It is an art. You're absolutely right. That's the way to do it. And nothing beats it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I still might prefer RC, but boy, did I like that Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
I won't be buying it very often, but...
Oh, I know. It didn't used to be this pricey either. I mean, it's one of the things that inflation really has taken its toll. And of course, as I've mentioned, you know, they don't make Mexican Coke for Mexicans anymore. And that might be part of the problem. You see, used to be they made it...
What is it, an 8-ounce bottle?
No, it's a 12-ounce bottle. Let me look. I think it's 12 ounces, this bottle.
No, it's not 12 ounces.
No, I think it is. It's 355 milliliters, so what is that?
Oh.
12 ounces. It's 12 full ounces. And it's one of two bottlers. You either get it from Tijuana or you get it from the bottler across from El Paso, Juarez. Only those two. Now, what it is, years ago, the reason it was Mexican Coke is because the Mexicans prohibited high fructose corn syrup, so they had to use the real stuff. Well, several years ago now, Mexico relaxed their laws, and they can use high fructose. Not only is high fructose cheaper, but the real benefit for a drink manufacturer is it mixes better than sugar does. It's easier to bottle. It mixes much better. But because there was such a call for it as a specialty market on the U.S., both the Juarez and the Tijuana bottlers continue to bottle the original formula Mexican Coke for us gringos over here. So that's one of the reasons it got pricier. So now you know.
Yeah, but it's good stuff.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to second one of Fran's votes.
Oh, very
good. I really detest Willy Won't Go Home.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The sweet. Yeah, Little Willy. Yes.
Which is not so sweet, but I'm afraid I have to admit that there's one song that I'm now gonna reserve for my guilty pleasures.
All right, well, hang on. Don't go away. Don't go away. Oh, stay a while. All right, stay where you are. We're going to do the news, so stay a while, and we'll pick up your Halloween charts here in moments right here on WGN.
That was a good segue.
Thank you on WGN Radio.
What do we have here? Hmm? Looks like somebody needs to join the crew. What? Oh, wait a minute now. Let's see what we got here. Oh, play that organ. Wait a minute now. Don't get too jazzy. Now take it easy. Yeah. Now we're gonna let him play that thing.
James, all right, who is that? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. That's another bumper stumper, and that guy had something in common. He did the same thing that everybody else on the list has done. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Now, we got Mark from Aurora. We were rudely interrupting him. Halloween 1970, I do believe, correct?
Yeah, and the reason for this choice is that that was the first year that I listened to the WKBW Halloween stories. And I've got to tell you that Jeff Kay's voice and other factors were so effective that I went to school jumpy for a few days. I mean, I really scared myself. And the thing about Jefferson Kay's voice was that it was versatile. He could come on the WBEN morning show and sound like a down-home announcer, and then he could do an educational event. He could be on the panel and sound like a cultured, refined man. And in him, these were not contradictory. They were just part of his narrative training and voice. And his voice for about a week or two after Halloween haunted me in my sleep. And it wasn't, he wasn't over the top dramatic, but he wasn't underplayed either, like an untrained radio announcer. He was just right. And that, he had me scared for a while.
Good.
One of the stories that they did was a remake of Arch Obler's The Dark. They called it The Darkness. And I think it's a better version than the original. I really do. It featured Pat Riley and Don Burns and Jeff Kay narrating.
Yeah.
And they featured background music. And there was also a story by morning man Danny Neverth. He was an afternoon man, and then he became morning man. It was called The Bed, and it was about a bed that had a curse on it. And, man, he was a good writer.
Yeah.
I mean, these KB people were talented.
Absolutely, and they absolutely owned Buffalo. I mean, Danny Neverth could walk down the street 20 years ago and people would still mob him. Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, in fact, he was a television comedian. He did a bit where he got inside of a grill and smoke came out of the grill, and it looked like he was being fricasseed, but he came out totally unsinged and totally unhinged.
Yep, that's a good way to put it.
He put on a lot of weight too.
Yeah,
but he was a funny guy. I remember saying that I told him that I was picking him up in St. Louis and that I was probably getting the residue of the KB signal, and he said, "I don't think management would want you calling our signal a residue."
I don't know. Depending on what they played, it might have very well been a residue. But in any event, we have Halloween 1970.
1970, yes.
Number one.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, well, it's horrifying. I just looked at the list. It definitely is scary to me. All right, number one, I'll Be There.
Oh, the Jackson 5.
Number two, We've Only Just Begun.
Carpenters.
Number three, Fire and Rain.
James Taylor.
Number four, Cracklin' Rosie.
Neil Diamond.
Number five, a little decent sort of, Green-Eyed Lady.
Sugarloaf with Jerry Corbetta.
Yes, absolutely. And number six, All Right Now.
Free. Yes. With Paul Rogers, Paul Johnson. What?
Number seven.
Anyway, lead singer.
Yeah, number seven, Indiana Wants Me.
R. Dean Taylor, the first white artist to go with Motown.
Not true.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, so untrue.
Oh.
You have to go way back to the beginning of Motown to find out who I talked about this one night. You got to go listen to another show. It was the gal who was married. Now why can't I think of her name right now? This is terrible. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. But she was married to the guy who had the TV dance show in Chicago. I'm trying to think of what his name is. This is terrible. It'll come to me, and I hope it comes to me soon. Debbie Dean was her name. Debbie Dean. And now, who the hell?
Okay.
I'm trying to think of who Debbie Dean. And so this is like 1960, all right? And she was from Kentucky, I think I remember. But she married this guy for a while. He's dead now, too. He died in Tucson. Why can't I think of his name? I will.
Maybe Ardeen Taylor was the first Canadian. What would the R mean in his name?
By the way, I don't know if he was the first Canadian or not, but now this is going to drive me... Jim Lonsbury, that's it. Thank God I know it, because otherwise at 4 in the morning I'd be screaming it out. Jim Lonsbury!
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. At the time, she was calling herself Penny Smith and Debbie Stevens, and she's married to Jim Lonsbury, and then she got signed. And there were other one shots that Berry Gordy looked at before that, but she was the first act he actually signed. Her first name was really Reba, talking about R's. Reba Jeanette Smith. That was the deal on him. Her. And they're not neither of them are alive. So Ardeen Taylor, by the way, that's not a great story. It was Richard. So
that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought it would have to be either Richard or Rodney.
Yeah, he was from Toronto, and he had a record like in 1960 on Chum that was big. And so something like At the High School Dance.
Good old 50,000 watt Chum,
yeah.
1050.
And he...
I listened to that song growing up, too.
Oh, yeah, right on Young Street.
One time when they were doing AM stereo, they had their 25 hertz pilot tone turned up too loud, and it was breaking up the signal.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah. But yes, right there at 1331 Young Street. Been there many days. All right, so... Yeah, now, but yeah, so Richard, I don't...
And Young is spelled Y-O-U-N-G-E.
No, it's Y-O-N-G-E. There's no
Y-O-N-G-E, yes.
Yeah, same as Roby.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, okay.
All right, now that we've walked down memory lane there with Indiana Wants Me, number eight.
Yeah.
Under the what were they thinking when they titled this song Candida?
Oh, Tony Orlando and Dawn. And Tony Orlando currently has a jock show on WABC.
Yes, and by the way, it was just Dawn then. Tony hadn't surfaced yet, although we know he was there, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But I can't imagine what said, let's name it after a fungus. So there it is. All right.
Oh,
yeah. Not only a fungus known for giving women infections in their private parts. Let's name it after that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I remember when it came out, I said, yeah, what's it really called?
They said,
no, it's Candida. I say, pass the mic along.
All right.
That's right. Number nine, Lola.
That had a controversy between Cherry Cola and Coca-Cola.
That was not the only controversy with those lyrics. All right, and that was?
Transvestitism, yeah. Anyway.
All right. So there you have the Kinks. And finally, number 10. It's a remake. It's only make-believe.
Play a little bit for me.
It was on Capitol. It was on Capitol, and Al DeLore produced it. That should be enough. Let me see if I have it on here. I'm afraid I might. I keep praying I don't on some of these, but I think I do. So let's see. Conway Twitty, of course, is the original, but we're not playing that. Come on. Okay, clearly I don't know how to spell, so must need... Oh, come
on. Does it go, it's only make-believe to you, girl?
No. This is the Conway Twitty record. It is a remake of Conway Twitty. Are you telling me you don't know the Conway Twitty record? All right, so first let's let you hear what was the hit by Conway Twitty.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe.
All right, so that was the original Conway Twitty. And then in 1970, Halloween time, unfortunately, we had to be tortured with this.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive.
Oh, God.
I know it's only make
believe. And I'm gonna kick myself when you tell me.
Glenn Campbell.
Yeah. Well, I honestly forgot that. So well, I'm done.
It's probably good. But that's still a winner. So hang on. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right.
9 out of 10.
That sounds good to me. All right. So 888-876-5593. Of course, Mark's a winner. We knew Mark would be a winner. How could he be anything but? All right. So we'll put him on hold. So let's see. Oh. Well, isn't this interesting? Marcus. Marcus is in Morrisville, Pennsylvania. How are you, Marcus?
I'm doing good. Can't say the same people at iHeartRadio, but anyway.
That could be on any day. All right, so you want early, well, not early, you want Pittsburgh FM radio, right?
Yes, indeed.
I can probably...
I warn you, I stink at this, so...
Well, let's do a little walking through history with AM for a moment. As you know, when WILY switched away from black in 1958, for a while there were no R&B stations in Pittsburgh. And then, of course, WHAMO stepped up to the plate in 1958, later in the year, becoming the new sound and exclusively on black programming for Pittsburgh. And that's when Bill Powell and Sir Walter and Porky Chedwick, the big three, and all that. All right, well... by the early 1960s, they added an FM, and they simulcasted that puppy until the end of the 60s. They called it something. When they talked about the AM and the FM, they bragged that it was... That's your question.
Oh, I wasn't even born yet. couldn't be like the new sound, could it?
No, that new sound was what they said in 58 on the AM. But no, this is something that went into play that they were simulcasting it. And by the mid-60s, they were 24 hours a day. Before that, they weren't. But in any event, because it was AM and FM, 24 hours a day in Pittsburgh, it was...
I told you I suck at this.
obviously you've never heard it or you'd remember it. But yeah, this is good old Leonard Walk. Loved him. All right. He referred to it. It's a double whammo, AM and FM.
Ah, okay. Now, if I was thinking common sense-wise, I would have had that.
Yes, you would have.
Yep.
Yes, you would have. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All righty.
All right, thanks.
Yipper.
Appreciate it. And they had their own brother Love, too. I think it was Ken Reith. In any event, John says, shut up. I will. And we'll be back to Gary with an FM question on WGM Radio.
lips so warm and close to mine. I know their taste like warm red wine. And if I let myself go, I know I'd fall. But someone waiting all alone by a lonely telephone. And though I'd love to stay,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, he doesn't hold a candle to David Houston's version of Billy Sherrill's My Woman's Good to Me in 1969. But who is he? And yes, a very well-known artist, became more well-known later, but was certainly doing things 10 years earlier, so not a complete unknown even at the time. But who is he? And what was he doing that all of the other artists that we've been playing is doing as well? All right, there's your bumper stumpers, and there is your theme clues. Clear as mud, I'm sure. And Gary is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I have one, possibly two bumper guesses. I think I heard the Fortunes.
You did hear the Fortunes. Of course you heard the Fortunes on World Pacific, as a matter of fact, in 1970.
Wow.
Yes, that and same old feeling, the same song that Pickety Witch tried to have a hit with. John hated it.
I can't say I disagree.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But the Fortunes are on the list for another reason, obviously.
And I thought I might have heard Bobby Womack just a second
No, we
ago,
have played but... no Bobby Womack. We are Bobby Womack free okay. tonight.
Okay, well, my guess is they all did Coke commercials.
You're a winner.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. They all did Coke commercials. And you're the first person to guess any of the artists. Wow.
Yeah, there were a couple that I kind of knew, but I wasn't sure. And then we were, discussing that, and somehow that they're doing a Coke commercial came to mind. And then I thought, same as other artists, I'm pretty sure they did Coke commercials.
Yes.
Too,
so and we're and John says, shut up, we're out of time. Hang on, don't go away. We'll get okay. to your question next okay. on WGN Radio. Raleigh James. This is hour number three of Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening on Friday night, well, Thanks for listening, but don't call. It's a replay. We're live on Mondays, though, and I hope you will call 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here on WGN Radio. All right, so that's your bumper snubber. We've already learned the theme is all of these artists sang Coca-Cola jingles. Indeed. Yes, they did. And so far, we've only identified the Fortunes. Right. So who was that? All right. Now, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And I have a long-forgotten question here, apparently. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this. But we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did it. Did what? All right. So there's your question. Now, if you don't know my bumpers and you don't know my questions, you can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that, as we prove every week and will again right now with Gary and Austin. So you're still with us.
I think so, yeah.
All right. So here is your... I probably should save this for next week since, after all, you did win the theme. But
however you want to do it is fine with me.
Yeah, maybe I will, because otherwise I'm going to run out of questions. It's bound to happen.
But I'll give you some votes.
Even better, yes. Okay, let's have all the votes.
I'll just give you some votes instead.
Yeah. All right. I'll take it.
Chick-a-boom, that came to mind just after having heard it a little while ago.
Daddy Dewdrop, okay.
And then the rapper.
Oh, the Jaggers.
Yeah, that one. And let's see. Which Way You Going, Billy?
Yes.
And then Billy Crash Craddock, Rub It In.
Rub It In, okay.
Yeah, it's just all these songs like people like Billy and songs about Billy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then Muskrat Love. Now I don't know if all three of those versions are considered hits.
Well, only Captain and Toenail had a real hit with it.
Okay, because I know America did it, and then
America did it, and of course the original Willis Allen Ramsey. Yeah.
Willis Allen Ramsey version.
Yes.
So I'll vote. For whichever one of those is a hit, so,
very good.
They're all equally bad. So,
well, give us a chance to play Hamster Love, so something.
Yeah, well, that's a great song.
Exactly, that's right.
And then Hotel California, got to mention that one.
Check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Well,
although there is a great line in that I've actually used for playing oldies. Some listen to remember, some listen to forget. I think they said dance or something, but I thought, man, that's great for oldies.
Yeah.
All right.
I think some station, internet station, was using that for something. And then Horse With No Name.
Okay.
Throw that one in there.
All right. Yeah, America's rising on the charts here.
Yeah,
right.
As they should.
Well, right, absolutely. All right.
Okay, great.
Fine choices. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. Yeah, and I've got an FM question for him next time. All right, well, it's actually not an FM question, but it is an old-time radio question, and FM is involved. All right, so we'll find out. Oh, I hung up on Gary. So, John, add Gary's win to his long list of correct answers. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Sam and Gurney's taking a guess. What do you think, Sam? Sam. Well, I don't know. Maybe Sam was taking a guess on one of the earlier questions. It's really hard to tell. But the one we have that we're working on now, actually, I think is a swell question because I don't believe I've asked it before. Worldwide, a huge amount of people have already done this. Yeah, but we know for sure of only one U.S. president who did it. I shouldn't say already. A huge amount of people have done it. Yeah, back when, today, they've done it. But only one U.S. president we know for sure did it. Did what? 888-876-5593. Now, Laura in Willowbrook wants her Sound of Music trivia. How's it going, Laura?
I'm good. Okay. Hope you all do better than whatever.
Yeah, right. I got to stop eating junk. All right, so the real Maria grew up around Vienna. But in the movie, it claims she grew up somewhere else. Where would that be?
Ooh. The real Maria. Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. I wasn't thinking that direction.
Well,
okay,
All right. In the beginning of the movie, Maria and Mother Abscess, or whatever the hell her name was, were talking about Maria singing on the mountain. It was really mother abscess? No, it can't be. Abyss, maybe. I don't know. I might be interested in seeing it if it was mother abscess.
Oh, God,
anyway,
this is ridiculous. And I know.
Yeah, Maria
if I
said
don't
she
give myself a minute, I'm going to lose it.
Very good. She said she grew up on that mountain. And then later in the conversation, she also said she used to look down upon the nuns while they were working in the garden, and she longed to be one of them. So obviously, she was referring to her hometown. And later in the movie, it names that town.
Okay, and what was the one you said?
All right, she really grew up around Vienna, but the movie the movie puts her somewhere else.
Okay, I want to say Salzburg.
Yes, absolutely right.
Really? Oh, hallelujah. Yes. It's like, I can't believe I'm going to get this one wrong now. God.
No, Salzburg it is.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
And, a couple of times the family is shown at the setting for the Salzburg Music Festival. And so it's thought the movie was set in Salzburg. All right, you are a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
All righty, and then can I give you a couple of bad songs?
Yes, there's no limit.
I thought of three anyway. First of all, Santa Baby, I can't stand that song.
All right, Eartha Kitt.
And I think these are hits. Louie Louie.
Oh, yes. Million Seller.
Don't like that one.
Uh-huh.
And Lion Eyes. Don't like that one either.
Okay. Yep.
And that is it.
All right. Good choices. Thank you.
Thanks. Good night, Raleigh.
All
Thank
right.
you.
So good deal. So hang on. You were right. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. All right. So yes, absolutely. That's right. Salzburg. All right. So yeah, the original Louie Louie, Richard Berry, he wrote it, you know, patterned after El Loco Cha-Cha. It was a fine record. It's just the Kingsmen destroyed it. And I can see that it's on a lot of people's lists. I have a button somewhere that says No Louie Louie. Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to Kurt in Mundelein, Leah in Marcus Hook, Johnny D in Ohio. All those hominins will be coming in strong. And one line available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Always loved that song. And yes, this group did have hit records, and they did do a Coca-Cola commercial, but who are they? 1969. All right, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And we do have a question in play worldwide. A huge amount of people have done this, but we know for sure only one U.S. president has. Done what? Cynthia is a first-time caller in Michigan. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you.
So what do you think?
Is it George Bush?
No, we're not asking who it is. We're asking what they did.
Oh, they jumped out of an airplane.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for trying and call me again.
All right.
I appreciate
it.
Yes, so worldwide, a huge amount of people have done this. I don't think there's a huge amount of people who have jumped out of perfectly good airplanes. But we know for sure only one U.S. president did it. Did what? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right. Kurt in Mundelein, what's up tonight?
Hi. I was going to guess George Bush, too, jumping out of the airplane.
No, no airplanes. But thanks for trying.
Can I add a song?
Absolutely. Can't wait. What do you hate?
All I Want for Christmas was Mariah Carey.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's bad by anybody, but she's an extra plus on that. Yes, really. All right. Mariah Carey. Good choice.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Have a good one.
You too. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Last Friday, we went to the chiropractor and in Scottsdale, actually, and they had, like, Muzak there, and I forget what song it was, but in the middle of John's adjustment, he screams to me, "Add it to the list!" The worst part is I can't remember what it was, either, you know, like a Crosby, Stills, and Nash or something like that. I don't remember what, but I should have written it down. So anyway, we don't get to vote, really. I mean, I would have added his, but I don't vote. I don't tip the scales at all on this. It's an honest count, and Carol, world's best show prep, keeps me honest and tabulates. And oh man, she's got flowcharts, she's got Excel thing. I mean, please, it's all together rather than my chicken scratches on on napkins. All right, so Leah and Marcus Hook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, everybody stole my answer. I was going to say skydiving.
Oh so. Man, nope. And a huge amount of people do not skydive.
Oh, I think they do.
Come on, how many people can you name personally who skydive that you know?
Well, nobody.
Thank you. I rest my case, Your Honor. But there you go. All right.
Well, can I try a movie musical then?
Oh, sure. Why not? All right. I think I actually have a whole list of those musical questions. Let me see where they went. It wouldn't be original Star Trek. They didn't sing in that. All right. Wouldn't be.
But wouldn't that have been funny?
Yeah, right. It might have been.
That would have been funny.
Well, we've got Elvis.
Just broke into song.
We've got Elvis questions. You probably don't want those either. Elvis musical.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right. So let's see what we have. All right. So. Oh, man. All right. Here is a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. It's not a Broadway show. It's one they wrote for television, Cinderella. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Good.
I love it.
Oh, good. Well, in the song Your Majesties, how many baby lobsters go into the salad?
Oh, no. Oh, God, I don't remember that.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
One of the songs used in Cinderella for the king and queen to sing, called Boys and Girls Like You and Me, was actually a song that had been cut from Oklahoma. It was purchased by MGM for Judy Garland to sing in Meet Me in St. Louis, and it was cut from that film. It was then sung by Frank Sinatra in Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but it was cut from that film. Finally, it was in Cinderella. But whether it's been used or not, but it was 1,000 baby lobsters. So let's see if we can ask you something else, since that was kind of hard. All right. After The King and I, Rodgers and Hammerstein collaborated on a couple of less than successful shows in the mid-50s. The first one of these was an original work called Me and Juliet, which was an attempt to write an out-and-out musical comedy using the music evocative of the pop music of the day. One of the numbers, called Intermission, was sung by members of the audience who are supposedly watching the show within the show. Name me one.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Name me one of the people who was in the audience. That's just too hard. It's a great question, but that is just absolutely, you know, that's unfair. I've got to come up
Sammy
with
Sammy Davis Jr.
Right, yeah, Ethel Merman, I think. But let's see what we can do about. You like Broadway musicals better than films, or do you like films better?
Films.
Okay. All right. Film musical trivia. There's got to be a lot of it. Because God knows there were a lot of these. Here we have. We have 61 questions. All right. The best of movie musicals. Well, there we have it. All right. So we'll start with a classic taken from the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. See my eyes? I can hardly see. See me stand? I can hardly walk. blank. See my tongue, I can hardly talk. What line belongs in the blank?
Okay. Wait. Start it out again.
All right. See my eyes, I can hardly see. See me stand, I can hardly walk. Fill in the blank. See my tongue, I can hardly talk. What's in between? The song is The Temple, and it was sung by a group of lepers.
Right.
Yeah, of course it's right.
See my purse, I'm a poor, poor man.
No, there's no see my. I believe.
Oh, I believe you can make me whole.
There you go. We have a winner. Very good. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
So there you have it, I guess. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. All right. So we got some guesses, I do believe. Nancy in Milwaukee. What did you hear you know?
Hey there, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, so my guess for your trivia question, is it Bill Clinton playing saxophone?
No. But that's a nice answer. It's just not right.
Okay. Thanks anyways.
Thanks for trying. You too. Appreciate it. All right. It's a lovely answer. It's just not right. All right. So 888-876-5593. Robert in Oak Park. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. You have the patience of Job. Believe me, you do. Yeah. To listen to your listeners that call in. But look, okay, for the president question.
Yes.
Okay, is it that Donald Trump lost an election and came back to win the following election?
No, believe it or not, that's happened before. That's not it.
Yeah, with James Madison. I thought it was only one other president that.
Only one U.S. president has ever done this.
Right.
And
okay.
Donald Trump didn't do it.
I'm not going to challenge you tonight because you know more than I do because you got the book.
Well, that's right.
Okay,
that's exactly
right. Love listening.
Thanks for calling. Call me again soon. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good deal. Yeah. As far as we know, only one U.S. president ever did this. All right. So we'll get some answers from you. Sam is going to guess, and Will is going to guess, and Sam and Gurney is going to guess. So we have two Sams there, a twin 2020 twin spin there, and Johnny D wants his hominin question. Of course he does. And more coming up on WGN Radio.
Again, you are blue. Another fellow has gone and left you. I see you've come back to me, your best friend, to tell another tragic story again. And once more you look in my eyes, and one more time you want to realize that I'm the one who loves you. I'm the one who loves you. Love me. Must confess you're not to be blamed for being caught in those boys' vicious game. This time I won't let you go back. Never again, my dear. In fact, I'm going to stop the blueness in you. Also confess what my heart wants me to. That I'm the one who loves you. I'm the one.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And actually, we played that version because of the theme, which we now know as they all did Coke commercials. But truth be known, as nice as that version was, and it was, I think Major Lance just nailed that song.
Just once more you look in my eyes, and one more time you want
All right, I'll stop entertaining myself there, and you can tell me who did the first version I played, and that should be pretty easy, actually. All right, meanwhile, I've been seeking hominin questions, and I've got some, too. But Sam called back from Gurney. So, all right, Sam, welcome to the living, and what is your guess?
Hey, Raleigh, I'm thinking that it may have been that a president won a term, and then there was a gap in years before he returned to the presidency again.
No more than one have done that. But that's a nice guess. Yes. So Trump was actually the second, but it's a nice guess. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And JT's going to take a guess in Aurora. So JT, what do you think?
Well, my guess is one president has reported seeing a UFO.
Oh, no, I think more have done that, but maybe not publicly. But no, that's not it.
Oh, rats. And how about those lousy songs? You can put down anything recorded by Bread.
Well, I agree with you, but we can't do that. You have to pick one of the worst.
Oh, well, take a pick.
I guess the one that always comes to mind is Baby, I'm a Want You. But
That's good. That's
okay.
Good.
That's okay? All right.
Yep.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because if we did anything recorded by, of course, I think ABBA would win, but that's just me. All right, and I don't get to vote. I don't think we even had ABBA votes yet. And, but the time is still young, although not as young as I thought, because, man, this is Veterans Day, or just was Veterans Day. And, again, I should have opened the show thanking everybody who has served as a vet. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, those of us long of tooth remembered a horrible time when vets were anything but thanked. The reality is they don't call the shots. They make the shots that they're ordered to make. And they put their life on the line every day for us. And if you're not grateful, you're a fool. So thank you and happy Veterans Day to everybody who served. All right. So now, see, I should have started with that. But I didn't. And let's see what Robert in Oak Park has to say for his bad self. Hello, Robert. Robert, have we lost Robert? I guess Robert gave up. Well, it was a nice try, and I appreciate it. He's sleeping now. But when he wakes up next week, maybe the question will still be in play. Will is in Georgia. All right, Will, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey.
Yes.
Might it be resignation?
No, that's nice, though. I don't know how many of them did. I mean, we know of one, of course, but no. That's not it. That's not where I'm going anyway. But thanks for trying.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice try. All right. So that is not it. 888-876-5593. Johnny D is in Ohio. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Johnny D.
Yes. Here I am. I'm still here.
Good. And still awake, still alert. That's excellent.
Well, I don't know about alert, but I'm here. I'm awake a little bit. I was going to say George Bush jumped out of the skydive, you know, airplane, too. I was going to say that.
Well, and so let me ask you, how many people do you know personally who have jumped out of an airplane?
Don't ask me that, Raleigh, because, you know, don't ask me that.
All right, well, see,
anyhow,
a huge amount of people have done this. A huge amount of people.
Yeah,
you know what?
The guys that said...
You know, a lot of people have done this.
The guys that said consecutive presidencies or space.
Right.
How many?
That's right.
Part of the question was there was a ton of people.
Yes, who did this. Right. That's right.
So how can it be?
It can't.
Became the president twice or something.
It can't.
Like that.
That's correct.
It can't.
That's correct.
All right. But let me say this. How about this? George Washington had false teeth in terms of other people had false
no,
teeth.
No, that's not it.
All right. I just get. And now listen, could I give you some songs before we get to
all
that?
Oh, be my pleasure to write them down. Go.
Michael Jackson, Ben,
okay.
The Rat Song.
Right.
Okay. Did somebody guess that already? Let me say that.
Well, I don't know. Carol is tabulating for me.
I'll let
you know tomorrow.
The No-No song, Nobody But Me, by Human Beings.
The Human Beings, yes, okay.
And then Lita made the song come to mind. I don't even know if it was a song, but it popped in my head. Like, the cat came back. Was that a song?
Not that I know of, but I need more lyrics.
The cat came back the very next day. something like that.
Yeah, that is familiar, unfortunately.
Wasn't that a song?
Probably.
Well, check it out. The cat came back the very next day, something like that.
All right, well, I'm going to see if it pops up immediately. It might be. This can't be right. Here is one that's not a hit. It's a child song, but I'm trying to see. So,
that's probably it.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's just a child song. So, no, not a hit.
Well, I wanted Davy Crockett, and you wouldn't play that.
Well, it's not a question of what I'll play. If you want to vote for Davy Crockett, you can. That was a
no,
hit.
No. Okay. I like Davy Crockett.
All right.
I don't
well, then we won't vote for that. What else?
That's it.
All right.
So
we move directly.
And then the Nobody song.
Okay.
Nobody but me.
Uh-huh. And so we're moving on to your hominin question.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's stick with the program.
And we know you like those multiple choices.
Whatever.
The possibility that Homo erectus possessed an aesthetic sense and may have created art is suggested by A, the size of their brains with a mean brain size capacity larger than modern humans, B, cave paintings and elaborate burials with numerous grave goods at the Triniel site, T-R-I-N-I-L, Triniel site. C, recovery of a shell at the Triniel site with an intentionally engraved series of lines. D, all of the above.
D. What was B again?
Cave paintings and elaborate burials with numerous grave goods at the Triniel site.
Cave paintings? I don't think Homo erectus had any cave paintings. So it's not all of the above.
Okay.
It's that shell with lines on it. That
absolutely
shell.
Right. Recovery of a shell at the Triniel site with an intentionally engraved series of lines.
Right. They were like a zigzag pattern. So you figure they did that, about 700,000 years ago, and so, yeah, you know, they were aesthetically trying to make something.
Yeah, either that or they were having trouble with the vertical hold. All right, hang on a minute, don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And we have James on the south side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you?
I can't complain.
Okay, I was going to take a few, and then I realized a couple of these I might not work with this question, but I'll throw them out there anyway. A road of proof for the Pythagorean theorem.
Now, again, many, many people have done this. Most people cannot even pronounce that.
Okay, that's why I said no. That's probably not one. So we will move on from that.
Yeah.
Okay, we will say okay. Now, okay, we're going to say the next one would be let's see. Almost cross country through a forest.
How many people have done that?
Yeah, that's another one that won't work.
Yeah, keep in mind, huge amount of people have done this. Huge amount.
Okay.
You know somebody who's done it.
I don't know somebody I think I might have known somebody for the first one, but hey, that's that's for another day.
It's very common, very, very common.
Okay, I'm going to say, but only one person has done this.
That we know of, yes, we only have, we're only sure that one has done it.
Ooh.
Now, others may have, and we may not know it.
Okay, I am going to say, okay, head to, basically, beg for poverty or some sort of pension.
No, there's no poverty involved.
Okay.
Hang on. I'll let you think about it through the next commercial respite. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
And that will give James a few minutes to think, and you too, and a few minutes to call if you want the final words. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, it will be Pythagoras free, I promise, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So, okay, who is that? And obvious not the original, but it's a group that did a Coca-Cola jingle, I'll tell you what. And that was actually out in what? What year was that? It was on reprise in 1969. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, time is a-moving on, so I was going to play other wonderful Earth Angel remakes, but instead, we will move directly over to your guesses. And yes, I will reveal, not this question, that'll be a straggler for next week, but I'll reveal all the artists anyway, so that's something. All right, so now, let's see we're working with James here on something or other. All right, James, I left you there in suspense to think for your answer. Again, the key is that lots of people have done this, but only one president that we know of has ever done it. What is it? James. So only one president has done it, but lots of other people have. What is it?
A wrestler.
No, not a wrestler. Next.
Okay, rail splitter?
Nope. Do you know
Boxer?
What? Wait a minute. Do you know any rail splitters?
No, not that. I would have to say no.
Yeah. Well, this is one where you do know people.
Okay.
It's that common.
Okay, I am going to say a bus driver?
No, there's not one president we know of who was a bus driver. I think you're reaching there. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Okay.
Bus driver. All right. So, yes, that at least made me laugh. That's great. Who knows? Maybe one was, but that's not the answer. All right, Sam from Gurnee called back again. Oh, good, you're awake. Okay, Sam.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'm not going to get it right now just because of the prefix of what I just heard, but I want to say I was thinking having utilized a sunbed.
Well, I guess you could know people who've done that, but that's not it.
Okay, thanks.
Right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know the statistics on that myself, but yeah, let's see. What does wait a minute. Say goodbye to Sam. I'm apparently not saying goodbye to Sam. No, I am. All right, leaving one line available for you if you want it. Jim in Richmond's gonna take a guess. How you doing tonight, Jim?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
I just wanted to let you know that you did that football question before.
And it got answered, so there you go.
Right.
I don't think I've done this one before.
I think I've heard this one before too.
Really? Do you know the answer?
My answer is smoked marijuana.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
But thanks for trying.
I thought that would be it.
That's a nice guess. It's just not right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I would assume there's certainly more than one. These younger presidents we've had in the last 20, 30 years. Yeah, I think there's more than one. All right, so Sherry in Naperville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rolly. I think I've got it. 6 weeks of Sunday.
All right. What do you think?
The one president only wore woman's underwear.
No. Which one was that?
No, J. Edgar Hoover did.
But he wasn't president. I know J. Edgar did.
Oh, you're correct.
Yeah,
Van Buren, he also wore women's clothing.
How do you know that?
Because I looked it up. I'm sorry.
It's not the right answer.
All right.
But thanks for trying.
I'm looking forward to that and have an announcement to make that we'll be on... hiatus for 1 or 2 months because David's getting transferred while his station is getting rebuilt.
Uh-huh.
And he's got to go. And he's got to work. He was working what I want.
All right. Well, tell me on a night when we're not doing trivia and running out of time. I'll talk to you soon. All right. So, okay, bye. All right. So, 888-876-5593. If we don't get an answer here, we will reveal next week. So, JT and Aurora's guessing on a bumper. What'd you hear? You know,
The Vogues.
Yeah, absolutely, The Vogues. Yes.
Okay.
Truly horrible song, but yes, indeed. So, hang on, don't go away. All right.
Okay.
And The Vogues, of course, did a Coca-Cola commercial. All right. So, absolutely, JT is right. That is The Vogues. All right. So, before I do anything else, I guess I should probably go over what we played. Opened up with the Dells, Moving On, O.C. Smith, The Season, Little Milton, Can't Hold Back the Tears, The Fortunes, Same Old Feeling, Lee Dorsey, A Little Dabble Do You, George Benson, My Woman's Good to Me, Fontella Bass, I Surrender, The Impressions, I'm the One Who Loves You, Jay and the Techniques, Dancing Mood, and The Vogues, Earth Angel. So that was it. We didn't have time to play Jerry Butler, I Found a Love, but I wanted to. All right, so I guess I overspoke the news on one of those breaks. So now, guesses. Jackie in Kankakee, what do you think?
Oh, would it be Jimmy Carter?
No, it's not the person, it's what they did.
Well, he built houses.
That's not it. Thanks for trying. All right.
Okay.
We're not worried about which president it is. We're worrying about what. We'll know that, of course, but what did they do? All right. So, Jeff in Beloit, what do you think?
I think it's plastic surgery.
It's not, but thanks for calling. All right. So, that's a nice guess, but no dice. All right. So, now, Henry in Evanston, what do you think?
Got arrested for speeding.
No, that's not it. Thanks for trying. All right. Now, I hate to do this to Ruth and to Karen and to Matt, but the show is over. So we thank John for screening your calls. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. Above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes trivia a pleasure to do. This will be our straggler for next week, and we'll open next Monday with it. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.